Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 4th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's what we desire to do today. Today's message is titled, Attention to God's Truth. The scripture text is from Daniel 9, verse 13.
Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. Stephen and I drove through Columbia, Pennsylvania yesterday in the course of our chaplain work and passed a tattoo body piercing shop. We thought it was interesting that the proprietor used the phrase professional to describe his work. The sign advertised the various body parts on which piercing could be performed, such as the tongue, nose, and navel. And after the body parts were listed, it included the phrase, etc. Yuck. The world is obsessed with titillating outward change, but gives no attention to the inner pining for a spiritual transformation, which is foundationally a result of giving our attention to God's truth.
Daniel is writing concerning the exiled Jews in our daily text. The first part of the ninth chapter of Daniel is one of the great prayers of the Bible, and the daily verse comes from this prayer. The Jews had been exiled to Babylon as a result of years of failing to live according to God's law. Moses had warned of this, and now Daniel acknowledges, all this disaster has come upon us.
Daniel summarized the foundational reason leading to this disaster as, quote, we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God, end quote, and goes on to specify two evidences of this. Number one, by turning from our sins, and number two, giving attention to your truth.
Today, we want to consider the single phrase, giving attention to your truth. Just consider how fundamentally and commonly this failure to give attention to God's truth is expressed today. Evidence of people's rejection of God's truth abounds all around us. I once read a sign that states, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. I'll say that again, my wife suggests. Truth is hate to those who hate the truth. Indeed, many today hate the truth and associate the truth with hate.
The God of the universe is fundamentally characterized by truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. He said of his Father, your word is truth. He spoke of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. Isaiah uses the descriptive title, God of truth. The psalmist asserts, all your words are true. And the writer of Hebrews informs us that it is impossible for God to lie. What great assurance this brings God's people as they build their spiritual foundation on God's holy word.
The ancient people of God did not give attention to God's truth, and neither have the majority of people living today. One of the most descriptive verses in the entire Bible regarding the human condition is found in the Epistle to the Romans. In verse 1, chapter 1, verse 25, it states, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Talk about moral bankruptcy. The Apostle Paul gives a sober indictment in 2 Thessalonians. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
What about us today? Are we giving attention to God's truth? Our prayer today is expressed by the psalmist in chapter 43, verse 3. Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
We consider a song today, an old hymn of the church. Thou art the bread of life, O Lord, to me. Thy holy word, the truth that saveth me. Give me to eat and live with thee above. Teach me to love thy truth, for thou art love.
Let's pray together. Father, your truths do not fluctuate, nor are they subject to reinterpretation by the accepted philosophies of our day. Your truths are explained through the inspiration of your holy word and understanding given to us by your Holy Spirit. May our ears be open and our eyes focused to see that your truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever, not the jargon of our day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine, married couple. We'll be 31 years married this May 8th, next week. And it's a joy to serve the Lord together. We both met in Bible college, and we enjoy ministering with one another. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo on the site today. I took just a couple days ago of a windmill in eastern Lancaster County with an interesting thought overlaid on it textually. Also, I have several songs suggested today, as well as a recommended book regarding the subject that I spoke on, and that is the attack on truth in our day. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the God of truth.